thank you, Dan. As we continue with the South Shore's morning news, we've got Rob Hackler with us. We've got David from American Computer Technologies. We got everybody here. Rob and Rob is in incognito mode, though.
Hello.
He's at the studios hidden away in Plymouth. Dealing
good
with the COVID virus down there.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, David.
How are we all
here
doing?
I am.
I mean, you guys just came off of COVID over the holidays, so nothing new here, huh?
So, no, what's happening, though, it's rampant in the state, around the country, so.
Yeah.
If folks haven't gotten their shot, they should get it pretty soon.
Yikes.
Well, today we're talking technology, and today is actually the Consumer Electronics Show is out in Vegas this week. We've been hearing some pieces on that. But we want to talk about Google settles a $5 billion privacy lawsuit over tracking users who are using the incognito mode. Which is supposed to give you some privacy, right?
Yeah, incognito, right.
Yeah.
Doesn't really mean what it says. But this month, January 21st to the 27th is Data Privacy Week. But here at XMOT, we celebrate data privacy every single day. So
thank you.
This is something that we should really talk about. So a class action suit was filed back in 2020. It sought at least $5 billion in damages. And just this month, settlement terms were not disclosed, but the lawsuit covers millions of Google users since June 1st of 2016 and sought at least $5,000 in damages per user.
Mm, wow.
So that's an awful lot of money. It's quite a settlement. Now, apparently Google has agreed to settle, but the terms of the settlement have not been released yet. And they would be in charge, a federal wiretapping charge. That's it's not like it's something that's just going to go away.
No, that doesn't. No, that's a big deal. Federal, yeah, federal, and California privacy laws too.
Yeah, exactly. So you think about it. You know, many of us use incognito mode to try to stop, for instance, people from tracking us, and we come to find out that it worked a little bit, but Google still took all that information and were able to sell it.
Wow!
Wow! Wow. So wait a minute. Now, just so I understand and everybody understands, David. So, I mean, they promoted this thing. They marketed though as a way to when you go to incognito mode. So basically, this is, I mean, they're lying to people because it's not the product that people think they're getting or the service, right?
Exactly right. So in 2016, when it was first released, it was the best privacy you could have on the internet. Thank you, Google. And then over the years since then, they've updated some of the terminology on their screen when you go into incognito mode, and it says things like, we may be able to track your cookies, we may be able to do this, we may be able to do that. None of the, yeah, we're going to protect your privacy. So,
yeah, So, I mean, they were definitely trying to, I mean, because it's alluring, right? People love the idea that you could use that and you go to incognito mode. And Larry, I'm sure you saw, sometimes you'd see it be like this blackened screen or something. It was like all of a sudden in secret mode. And usually, I don't know about you, Larry, but I get suspicious when I see it in one of the production computers. Somebody's on incognito mode. It's like, what are they up to? But yeah, so they had it that way, and then they say that they won't be tracked, but in reality they did. And they must have known, David, what they were doing.
Absolutely. They always know what they're doing. And remember, you know, one thing we talk about all the time, anything that you get for free, like Google, that means that you are the product. So they're selling you to their advertisers. There's nothing for free in this world.
Well, they have to make money some way, you know.
Exactly.
And that's exactly. What they do, tracking us. And like I was at a store the other day, and I must have got 17 things when I went either on Facebook or on Instagram of chairs, because I was looking at chairs in the at some of the department stores. And the particular chair they keep sending me a picture of, is it in the store I wanted to go to, even though it says it's there? And so you read the lines down there, and they tell you exactly what the chair is and what color it is, but it's not available, I guess, at the store. You have to order it online. But it's a nice-looking chair. I just wanted to see how it would, you know, it would suit me, you know.
Well, you can never see it or touch it.
See how it feels, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea of it. I mean,
it's one of our online offerings only, Larry.
Yeah, really. I mean, and as I go into the store, and of course, there's like a bunch of people, and they're all trying out the chairs and doing cell phone stuff at the same time and having conversations with people. And this one guy is saying, well, you know, the ones that you see online, they don't have the right fabric that you can get here in the store. Let me show you some of the fabric choices you have on that couch there. These are a lot better than what you would order online and have sent to your house. So, yeah, I mean, they get you one way or the other. So once you get in the store, they're not going to let you out.
Yeah. And that's where they want you.
Yeah. So searching for anything definitely, you know, is what Google wants. And so they are now, well, basically, David, what happens now? What is incognito mode is still around, right?
It is. And I'm sure they're going to have to put additional disclaimers on the home page or the front page of the incognito browser. And we'll see how that goes. The important thing to see is, They've settled or they've agreed to a settlement. Let's see what that actually is. And if it actually equates to $5,000 per user for violations, I mean, that would be a very interesting payment.
How do people prove they actually use the service? Oh, wait a minute. Google's been tracking them. That's probably how
they know you. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that something?
I mean, I might have turned it on here and there. Where's my $5,000? I want to buy a new chair, you know?
Yeah, let's see where this goes. So, bottom line, guys, and, you know, we still feel that DuckDuckGo is the best private search engine. And with that, you don't even have to install it. You just visit DuckDuckGo.com and do your searches. And they are not doing an incognito-type mode, but they do guarantee, like most companies will say, is that they're not tracking you. They don't have any information as to what you're doing or where you're going. But everyone needs to realize that once you get on the Internet, if you're not using a VPN, everyone knows where you're going. Everyone knows what you're doing from your ISP to whomever you go and visit.
Hmm. Wow. Well, so you would definitely recommend if people do want to search without being tracked, that would be the best option right now is the DuckDuckGo.
Today, that's the best option to stay as private as possible. Don't know what that's going to be like in a year, but right now it's still a very viable alternative. As a matter of fact, you can see that they've started advertising on TV.
Yeah, wow. They have, yeah. And you can make that you can make that like the home page when you turn on your browser.
Sure, default browser. You can also add in an add-in to Google Chrome or to Explorer or to whatever. So that's what it would use automatically. So there's ways to get around the Google problem, mm-hmm. and let's just see what the next problem is that comes up with our privacy and attacks on it.
Mm-hmm. And David, people can read more on your blog?
Absolutely. Go to actsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and you'll get links to DuckDuckGo and all the information about Google's $5 billion lawsuit.
David Snell.
Thank you very much. He's always scares us a little bit, but I think he's really informed us there on a better search engine to use for the now time until
absolutely
until they track us too and try to sell me a chair that I probably won't like.
And when that happens, I'll be sure to report it here with you guys.
I'll donate the chair to your office if I don't like it. How about that?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. The fabric may be cheap, but you know it'll be all right. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, bye bye.